All right, I apologize about that. We can do a lot. We just can't stop the clock. So we made you hold your story about Janice's garden?
Jan's Instant Garden. About 5 years ago, my buddy Steve, who's a longtime family friend, calls me and says, hey, Jan wants a garden. I don't install gardens anymore. That's, you know, if I'm going to do that work, I'm going to do it at my place. But, you know, he's done all my computer work for me forever, not ever charged me anything. So it's like, all right, well, send me a picture. And so the picture came through. It was an eastern exposure. So it was getting sun from sun up until noon. It was on the east side of their structure. The bed was about 4 feet wide and about 14 feet long. It was framed out so that there was, you know, brick around the bed. The bed itself was about 4 inches below grade, and there was no grass growing in it. So at this point, I'm doing the happy dance. So I load into my truck about 20 cubic feet of planting mix, and I head over there. I arrived there about 7 o'clock, and while I'm unloading the soil and putting it in the bed, she's watering it. Took me about 20, 25 minutes to get the soil unloaded and in the garden bed. She's watering it, and then we spent about 20 or 25 minutes, and we planted, and I left. And her garden was planted, and I still get calls from them saying, oh, the garden's still growing great, and this was like 5 years ago. Notice we did no digging. And the reason we could do no digging on this particular project is because there wasn't any Bermuda or nut grass in the way. So all I did is I added 4 or 5 inches of planting mix right on top of the soil. I planted the seeds, and then I let the seeds sprout and the roots do the work. So the roots were actually doing the digging for me down into the harder soil. So often I will just add, you know, 2 to 6 inches of organic matter right on top of your garden space, and then, you know, let nature take its course. Less hard on the back. It's my lazy gardener coming out, you know, like that.
Well, there's like a reason I always had to do it growing up at Dad's house.
Well, there you go.
Get that soil turned up before I get home, boy.
I can hear Rosie saying that. So that's, you know, that's really the easiest thing to do if you have a garden bed that doesn't have Bermuda or nut grass in it. If you have a garden bed with Bermuda or nut grass in it, you have to get the Bermuda and nut grass out before you plant. Otherwise, you're going to plant this nice garden, you're going to fertilize it, put nice healthy soil in place, and before long, you're going to have a nice lawn.
And Bermuda is extremely dominant.
It can be. And you know what I do in my yard is I actually put a concrete footer down about 16 inches and cap it with a red brick about 6 inches above the ground. And that's my garden bed. And then inside my garden bed, I just make sure that I have no Bermuda or nut grass growing in there.
And you said 16 inches. It takes every bit of that 16 inches.
Yeah.
Jay had quoted a study. I think it was the University of Arizona.
Probably.
Had found Bermuda grass root 24 inches down.
Wow.
Yeah. At one point.
That's not surprising. Here's what happens. If there's a water source down there, the roots are going to go down to it. If, like in my nicely flood irrigated yard, I would say it doesn't go any further down than about 6 or 8 inches.
Doesn't have to.
Because it doesn't have to. That's right.
Bermuda grass. Love it or hate it.
Well, you love it if you have a lawn. You hate it if you're gardening. There you go.
And you've got both at the Urban Farm.
And I've got both. Yep. You can do that.
All right. We've got a couple more talking points to wrap up here. Before we get out of time, talk about planting calendar, because that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So about 20 years ago, my buddy Matt and I put together this planting calendar. You can find it for free at plantingcalendar.org. Just go there and download. You're going to, I'll tell you up front, we are going to put you on our local email list, so you'll get notices about the free classes that I do around town and, you know, tours at the Urban Farm and that kind of stuff. But that'll get you a what to plant when. Because here's the thing. You can go into most, all big box stores, and they'll sell you the wrong plant the wrong time of year. So, you know, if you go into a nursery or a big box store and they're trying to sell you a watermelon or a squash, forget it. Wrong time of year. If you go into that same store in January or February and they're trying to sell you broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, forget it. That's wrong time of year. So that's what's this is going to help you with that, so that you know what to plant when. And, you know, once you've done it a few years, you'll know. So, yeah, plantingcalendar.org. It's a really, really great free resource. And if you come and see me at one of my events, we actually have them laminated that you can buy, but they're free online.
I like it. It's color-coded and from left to right. You go from January to December, and it breaks down ideal time to plant, good time to plant, potential extended harvest season. So it'll help you map that year-round food production.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the freebies that I give away. I'm all about education. For over 40 years, I'm committed to teaching people how to grow food successfully here in the desert. And that's the other thing that I do in my fruit tree program. I actually, with my fruit tree program, have a guarantee for people on our trees. They can buy trees from me. And if they do everything I tell them to do and it still dies, then we have a replacement policy in place. And that's important. That's how dedicated I am to making sure that if you plant a tree with us, you're going to eat fruit.
And next Saturday, we're going to have you back talking edibles in the landscape and desert. We've got
all about my fruit tree program.
We're going to talk about the fruit tree program, and then your online fruit tree growing webinar is shortly after that in January.
Yeah, on the second Wednesday and the third Wednesday of January, we have So You Want to Grow a Fruit Tree is one of them. Really important information. And number two is three ways to kill your fruit trees.
So you can get those at urbanfarm.org and get started with your own fruit tree program. We'll be back next Saturday talking about it. And I've got four missing spots in my orchard. I'm going to bring a map and have you help me plot out what I need to fill in here.
Woohoo!
Urbanfarm.org. Farmer Greg, thank you as always.
Thank you for having me.